WNST, Towson Baltimore and Baltimore Positive. I'm going to start by saying welcome home, welcome back. It is football season. We have the Orioles out on the West Coast and winning baseball games. We have exciting things happening here. It is our 25th anniversary, inspired by the lottery's 50th anniversary. We're going to be presenting our 25 WNST Stories of Glory. Up first were the signs this week. Next week's going to be barn shows. We're going to be talking about road trips later on in September and all these great memories you've had here. But they've been doing this at the lottery for 50 years. It feels like it's been 50 years for this promotion, but it's been about 6 months. And it's capping off this weekend. John Martin joins us now from the Maryland Lottery on the eve of us kicking off our Maryland Crab Cake Tour next week at Fadley's. John, it's the last time I'm going to hold up the wishbone here because I'm going to have Raven scratch-offs next week. But we're thinking about giving $5 million away at the state fair here this week. So I want to get you involved in this because I know how hard you worked on this promotion. It's going to be kind of like when I get to number one in February, my 25th year. It's just our 26th year. It's just your 51st year coming up. But this is a big thing this weekend, and I know you're dying to give this $5 million away, right?
Not only am I dying to give $5 million away, there are 10 people who are counting how many sleeps they have between now and then. I think we're down to what, two more sleeps? Tonight is the sixth when we're taping this. Yeah, the eighth. So it's pretty exciting stuff. I mean, how many times do you have the opportunity to compete for a prize up to $5 million? And I'm not talking about buying a Mega Millions or Powerball ticket when it's $1 billion and your odds are one in 302 million. At least the potential to play for it.
Now, how do they get this $5 million? I mean, let's get through all the small print here. What's going to happen at the state? Is it at the 4-H Center? Where is this? Out in the...
It's what is affectionately known as the Cow Palace.
Okay.
There at the Timonium Fairgrounds. And on a great 100-degree week with the cows to the left of us and pigs to the right of us and flies all around, oh boy, can I make it more appetizing than that?
Hey, can I just interrupt you and say that I don't know what she would be to me. My daughter-in-law's mother, we're related because like our kids are married, but she went out to the fair this week and sort of unwittingly was near the pen when a pig was giving birth to 13 piglets.
Good
so she
grief.
Said the video's a little graphic because it's birth or whatever, but I looked at these pictures and there's these 13 little piglets running around, and she witnessed this at the state fair and videotaped it 4 days ago. And I'm thinking, the miracle of farms and life will, and the smell, of course, when it's 100 degrees. But real animals are there. This isn't cartoons. These are real animals.
This is real stuff. I don't know if I can compete with 13 piglets, but we're going to try. And on Friday, September 8th, at the Timonium Fairgrounds at the State Fair, starting at 6 p.m. in the Cow Palace, we will have 10 people who have already been selected. So don't show up Friday expecting you to get in line to win $5 million. That's not going to happen for you unless you're one of the 10 people that's already been pre-selected to come to the fairgrounds that day. All come up on stage. Round number one, they'll all select 10 numbers off of a board. They'll be in order, pre-selected order of choice. And when the five players will pick, they will go to round two, and five people will go home with a $10,000 parting gift. Not bad for a day's work. And those five that go to round two, again, they'll play a game board with five prizes to be revealed. One of them will go to the final round. The other four will win $25,000.
And then, so what's the minimum? Is $100,000 the big winner can win? Is the minimum? That's the
right. The minimum that person can win is $100,000, and they'll be presented with a board of 40 numbers. You don't remember the game Concentration?
I do remember. It was hard for me to concentrate.
Yeah,
I was the guy when the report card came home. Nestor doesn't apply himself. That was
well. Gee, look how far we've come, both of us.
Oh right. Well, I concentrate on this.
Wow. So, but you have 40 tiles, and they'll pick numbers one at a time. And they all will have a dollar amount behind them. And the first time they get five like dollar amounts, bam, 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 they'll win that cash prize. But the minimum they can win is $100,000. And the max, which we hope for, $5 million. Pretty exciting stuff.
All right. So it's going to be exciting. It's Friday night. It's out at the State Fair. The Maryland Lottery wrapping up 50 years. Do you have anything you want to say on this 50-year promotion? Because, like, much like, and I talk to you all the time, whether it's sports wagering, was mobile. We're about to talk about opening new places in sports wagering here or gambling responsibly, which I'm encouraging everybody out there to do because I ran into a fantasy football draft the other night. Everybody's all worked up about football season, so slow the roll for everybody out there. But you guys spent years working on this, and we had fun 7-8 months ago just talking about the logos and all of this stuff. This has been a great 50th year. You already inspired me to do 25. You really, really did. That's not shtick for radio. Like, I saw what you guys rolled out, and I thought, this is it's a rich history, but it was a promotion designed to sell tickets and give things away and stir up interest in the lottery. I think it's done that and more. It's been a fun promotion for you.
You know, when we kicked it off in January of this year with an employee event, I stood in front of our group of people there and said, you know, 50 years ago, when I was a younger man, yes, if you had told me at that point that I'd be standing in 2023 leading an organization, nonetheless, the Maryland Lottery and Gaming Agency, in their 50th year, I would have told you were nuts. You were bigger than nuts. You were double nuts. But yeah, it's been a hoot, you know, to be able to go back nostalgia, meet people who were so instrumental. You know, we stand on the shoulders of giants, to use a cliche, in what we do today. We're very proud of the legacy before us. And more importantly, we're very proud of the stewardship entrusted to us today to lead us into the next 50 years. And I'm just thrilled to be sitting here watching the whole thing go by, and very, very proud of our people who work very hard each and every day, whether it's traditional lottery, casino gaming, or sports wagering.
So I have these 50th anniversary scratch-offs with the old wishbone. I will not have these next Friday at Fadley's. I will have the Raven scratch-offs. It is Raven season. We're kicking off. We'll be at Fadley's from 9 a.m. till noon next Friday. We like to get there nice and early before they get open because they get a little crowded down at the old Lexington Market. The Orioles are going to be playing some big, big games next weekend as well, with Tampa in and first place and all that. 9 till noon. Our partners at Coppin State University, we've been their flagship for 10 years. Dr. Anthony Jenkins is going to join us talking about kids going back to school and the campus, as well as Larry Stewart, head coach of the Eagles, who's my old pal from the Bullets. Raven season, sports wagering, the scratch-offs, the Texans. I had Dan Pastorini on the show this week, so I know it's football season around here, and I'm feeling Bruce Springsteen's in town this week. I had Nils Lofgren on the show this week from the E Street Band. But there's nothing like football. There's nothing like kicking it off. There's nothing like 1 o'clock on Sunday. And you have an added responsibility. For years, you've talked about these Raven scratch-offs and playing the games, but the sports wagering part of this is really the first time the whole place is open for business, right? And you also have some new sports wagering partners as well. I saw my friends at Coco's. Marcella is serving her crab cakes down in Canton at the Green Turtle, so I want to give her a shout-out because she's a partner. I'll be having lunch down there on Saturday. But new partners and football season, and really an important message for everybody to slow the roll here because it is football season. Take it easy.
Last year at this time, we kicked off the NFL season. We had 5 retail sports books, and they were all brick and mortar locations. You had to get off your lazy boy and go and visit one of these wonderful facilities. Our sports wagering partners back then and there were 5 of the 6 casinos. So they had a great place to go visit and view the game. But this year, it's a whole different world. Just this last week, within the last 2 weeks, we've introduced our 11th and 12th retail operation to go with our 12 mobile sport books. We'll go from 5 last year to 24 options available this NFL season, this college football season, for sports fans to get involved with the games. So clearly, year over year, we'll be in a much stronger position than we were last year at this time. But the message is the same. You're absolutely correct. Please play responsibly. Have a plan. Stick to it. Know the odds, know what you're participating with, if it's parlays or whatever you get involved with. Don't chase your losses. Make it social. Have some fun with it. But first and foremost, put aside some money, put aside some time, and stick to those monetary and those time guidelines and play responsibly.
Yeah, 10 points on the Ravens on Sunday. I don't know how they don't cover, but we're going to figure that out. We're going to talk some football around here all week. John Martin is with us. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. You can find him out at mdlottery.com and all the things that they're doing out there, as well as these Ravens scratch-offs that are kicking off the season. I know you guys will be down on the Ravens walk for the home games. We have Orioles games next week as well. Home Run Riches is still kind of happening here. We're still very much in play with that. It really is. Kids go back to school. I mean, we lost Jimmy Buffett over the weekend. Every time I say the kid's going back to school, I think of When the Coast is Clear, this beautiful song that he wrote. And I think about it every time this year. But, man, this is when it gets to be fun, I think, from a sports standpoint, from your partnerships with the football team and the baseball team. And certainly what the baseball team has done has brought sports really back to everybody's noses, even at midnight, 12:56 in the night when they're winning games on Tuesday night out on the West Coast. We're watching, and this is just a nice time for sports, and you guys are very, very involved.
We paid off our Home Run Riches contest for this year with our second $50,000 winner. Great story, just like our first $50,000 winner.
I don't know this story. I need to learn this one, because well, Barbara is famous instantly, right?
You can go to mdlottery.com. And read all about it. But Carl Petro was our lucky winner from Westminster. And Carl's big O's fan, retiree, been following the season, been following the Home Run Riches second chance contest all year long, hoping his name would be announced for one of the $500 wins and be a fan, a contestant of the game. But the season came and went for him on that, and he thought all was lost. And then he gets a phone call. This is where it gets a little wonky. Gets a phone call from Doug Lloyd. And Doug, as you know.
And nobody believes Doug. When Doug
nobody
calls,
believes him.
Like,
Doug calls
I
and
had
says,
Doug
hey.
On. Doug's like, I call people all day and say, I'm Doug Lloyd from the Maryland Lottery. And they're like, no, you're not.
So, you know, this guy puts Doug in the category of Nigerian princes calling, you know, helping him. So Doug gets stonewalled with this guy. Days go by. The guy never calls him back. So we're thinking, we've got to get this guy's money. He's won $50,000, and finally his brother called in to the lottery and said, "Hey, did you ever anybody win that Home Run Riches contest?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, I haven't seen anything about it. Can you tell me who won?" And they told him it was Carl Petro, and he said, "Oh, thank you." And he hangs up the phone. He calls his brother and said, "You won. It's legit."
Look, if Doug Lloyd called my wife and said she won $100,000 on some second chance or something, like I don't think anybody is prepared for that phone call, right? Like, it's an amazing part of what you guys do is that you pull a winner out of a hat and you call. And because of Nigerian princes and email threads and scam calls that I get all the time, and probably because of watching the Christmas Story when the poor kid did the Ovaltine thing and he didn't win anything, that you feel like you can't win. Tell me, this fellow in Westminster, I got to take him up the rock. So I see the picture here. But how long did it take you to find him?
A couple of days went by, but again, you know, it wasn't a one call close, as we say in the sales biz. No, it took us some time, and he did the right thing, right? He kept pushing back, saying, yeah, okay. And he didn't give, he wasn't belligerent. He just said, okay, fine, thanks. And he would hang up and thinking this has got to be a scam. But when he found out it was legit, when his brother kind of came
when
through
they hang up, does Doug like think, maybe I should call him right back, or like give him a minute, or you let it cool off? I mean, it's like when a girl gives you a phone number, like, I have to wait 48 hours before I call again. You
well,
know?
I'm sure Doug does manage a regimented time on that. But no, you don't call him right back. I mean, you don't want to make it, you know, you want to give him some time.
No, really? I'm Doug. You
yeah,
won.
Yeah. But it has, in all seriousness, I mean, it has forced us to rethink how we notify winners of these things. So
well,
I don't
you?
Know what.
If it was email, it would go to spam. They'd never see it, right?
Right. Right. I mean, and gone are the days of the old Publisher's Clearinghouse where you just ring somebody's doorbell with a balloon standing there.
Is there like a secret handshake or something
yeah,
like that?
I don't know. I don't know.
John Martin is trying to give money away, tried to give 50 grand away last week to an Orioles fan. And, you know, I guess poor, you know, the fellow that won, Mr. Petro here, Carl Petro, I'm looking at him from Westminster here. You know, I guess he's thinking, I already won. The team's 30 games over 500. Don't prank me.
Well, yeah, and a great guy, a guy you wanted to sit down and have a beer with and talk sports with. He talks about how he loves the team, you know, reinvigorated with the youth on the team. You know, all of his he talks about Gunnar and Ryan O'Hearn. He quotes Ryan O'Hearn's press conference, and I don't remember this. You maybe do. According to our winner Carl Petro, when Ryan O'Hearn came up, he said, "Hey, I'm not going back." That determination really resonated with our winner, and he loves that. And now Ryan O'Hearn is one of his favorite players.
Hey, Jordan Westberg struggled and then had the game winner on Tuesday night. Luke and I have been sitting here. I mean, I know you're old school Cleveland, but we had that Oriole Magic song here in 1979. It was an AM radio song, WFBR and Harry Shriver and Charlie Ekman and Chuck Thompson. And the song says, "Every night there's a different star." That's the magic of Oriole baseball. John Martin is here. "Every night there's a different star" as well. We're encouraging everybody to play, but play responsibly, slow your roll a little bit. You got baseball happening every night, football, all sorts of interesting propositions that are out there, and certainly football season here. But more than that, you guys have, we have Mega Millions, we got Power, you get like regular lottery stuff that has nothing to do with sports wagering or nothing to do with any of that. What else are you guys rolling out after 50th anniversary? I mean, you're always doing new scratch-offs, right?
Always new scratch-offs, and you're right. I mean, you get so caught up in some of the things. The Powerball is up to $461 million as you and I speak. So, I mean, we're knocking on the door of $500 million again with one of these things. And that's the magic of these large multi-state jackpots, is that while you're going about doing your everyday life, these things can start to sneak up. Mega Millions is over $100 million. So now we have, again, the two jackpots in triple digits, and we hope that they'll have a nice long run with one or both of those. But we do also have a number of fast play games, scratch offs. We introduce scratch offs each and every month. We have a number of second chance promotions, so people can enter their non-winning tickets into mdlottery.com in their My Lottery Rewards account for some wonderful prizes. We still have our Corvette Cash second chance contest still going on, where very, very soon we'll have our final drawing for $150,000 cash prize as a second chance, which we hope gets you more than well on your way to making potentially a purchase of a brand new Corvette. And I've seen those on the road, and I'm sure you have too. That is a slick driving machine.
It's sleek. My wife still prefers the 67, as you well know, but any Corvette's a good Corvette at this point. We saw one on the road, one of the new ones on the road the other day. My wife's like, "Looks like a Batmobile, you know?" It's kind of fun. You know, John, just, you know, I guess for the 50th anniversary and for like all of this, the other stuff that we're doing here, this thing on Friday night, sort of capping this thing off and giving money away, I people get it. Get a bad rap for not being nice, right? Like our society and whatever. When I give these tickets out, when I go up to somebody with a gold ticket, I was at Pappas last week in Glen Burnie. Anne Arundel County Executive Stuart Pittman came by. We had a great chat about all things Anne Arundel County. Had my old producer Ray Bach. We've been playing it on the air here this week, and the bar was packed. So it was Pappas at lunchtime in Glen Burnie. A lot of people there, and I walked around and I give these out, and without fail, every time I hand somebody, want to say, "I'm Nestor, I'm here for behalf of the Maryland Lottery, we do Baltimore Positive here," I get people light up when you give them a lottery ticket. You know, there's something that's a Willy Wonka feeling about a chance to win and a chance to play and a chance to have fun. And I watch it in front of my very eyes when I give out little tickets, and I've had $100 winners and $50 winners. Sometimes I have $5, $10 winners. People are always happy. But when you give them one, out of the promotion, there's something about playing that's fun for everybody. And that's, you know, it brightens my day to watch people have a good time with it.
Well, what it does is it gives them a chance to dream about what might be. It's that potential. I mean, who among us, go back to when you're a kid and it's Christmas or Hanukkah or your birthday, and you've got a gift in front of you and you don't know what's inside. And that's kind of what a lottery ticket is. You really don't know what you're going to have there. And that's that feeling that that we all experience in one way or another. And you know, the point is, and here we are in September, which is Responsible Gaming Education Month.
See, I just learned something. I didn't know that September was Responsible Education Gaming Month. So thank you. I'm educated now.
Well, and again, it's we're very proud of the education efforts, not only within our small agency here, but around the country. And that's the kind of thing that, we all shoulder to shoulder bandy together and stress that resources are available and that players become aware and they do play responsibly. About 95% of the gaming population plays for fun, well within their means, and they can walk away from it. But we know 5% or so struggle with it, and it may be an addictive behavior, maybe a trigger to them into going down to a dark and unhappy place, and we do have to share that responsibility. So it's making sure that people understand the games, they play responsibly, they have a budget, they know where to go for resources, and hopefully get some enjoyment and play for the entertainment value.
I see it with my wife when she'll be going now because they're both in triple digits, half a billion on one of them. She'll be down at the ROFO putting $10 in or whatever. Sometimes she plays 20, puts it in, but it's a chance to change her life, right? Like literally in that big role, it's a chance to say, all right, that place in Wailea, maybe we can get that. And when I saw a man from Cumberland win $100,000, it's just it's a beautiful thing when people come to your office and they win, and that's fun. But we want to make sure the dark side of this stays away for people that they do play responsibly.
And when they do come to the office, I think the stigma from years gone by, and of course, the media would shine a light on it. Everyone talks about, oh yeah, those lottery winners, they frivolously spend their money and they waste it all away.
Jimmy
Well,
Buffett wrote a song about that now, right? I made enough money to buy Miami, but I, right. Okay, just make sure we know.
but the reality is today we have a much more informed population, a much more informed player. And when I look in their eyes and I see them there, you can tell that they've got a plan, that they're going to work the process. Many of them take the fair amount of time. They have 6 months, they have 180 days to claim their prize. So especially if they win a large amount, a life-altering amount, they do the right thing. They do their homework. They consult with a lawyer, they consult with a financial advisor, and then they come to our office and work out the details on whether they're going to take a lump sum or take it in installments over a period of time. But in either way, you can tell they're a lot more grounded. Very rare is the time they come in and you think, oh boy, this isn't going to end well. So I think that's testimony to a much more informed player today, and that gone is the day when people just frivolously waste
I'm trying to be more grown up and responsible. You know that, John. John Martin's
it.
here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. We're encouraging everybody to play responsibly, have a good time, go out to the fair. Somebody might win $5 million. You'll at least see some cute animals. Got some good music out at the fair. Orioles coming home next week. Ravens starting the season. These are the good times. We're not in a plague anymore. These are the good times. John, take care of yourself. I hope to see you and everybody else down at Fadley's next Friday. We're kicking off the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I will have the new Raven scratch-offs on the 15th with Coppin State, our partners there, and the Eagles and Dr. Anthony Jenkins, as well as Hoops coach Larry Stewart. There's also the threat that Leonard Raskin from Raskin Global is going to stop by. Bill Cole, it's going to be old home week down at the old Lexington Market on Packer Street in the beautiful Fadley's. Probably some A little bit of shrimp salad to go as well as some fried oysters. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. Bruce Springsteen, baseball, football. This town's on fire. We're Baltimore positive. Stay with us.